About 3:30 one morning as we were driving home, I happened to say I'd really love to do that job one day. And Hillary said, "Yes, that man's more of a psychologist than any of you." It was 1967. I was junior lecturer in the psych department at Canterbury. We'd just left a party to farewell Hamish Thomas. He was the first warden at the Outward Bound School at Anakiwa, and he was on his way to Singapore to do the same job there. Now, Hamish had talked at length with some passion about Outward Bound, its origins, its philosophy, and how a course can do so much towards changing the life of a young person. And I was mightily impressed. Okay, we fast forward about 6 years. I now had my PhD. I was a senior lecturer in the department. We were living in a new house in a student hostel complex. And I came home one afternoon, and Hillary, who reads everything and forgets nothing, had a clipping from the newspaper. It was an advertisement that they were looking for a new warden at Anakiwa. And she said, "So, are you going to apply?"
There were a few things to think about. There was John's career prospects. He was really quite young to be a senior lecturer. He had sabbatical due the next year. There was going to be a 50% drop in pay. There was our children's education. There were our friends in Christchurch. We had no image at all of Anakiwa and knew very little about the Marlborough Sounds. But above all was the question of whether John could actually do the job. Could he learn the physical skills he would need? And did he have the temperament to handle strong-minded staff and be responsible for people's lives in dangerous situations? But in the end, it was a no contest, and he joined the Army of Hopefuls. We drove up to have a look at the school from the road. The setting was certainly beautiful, but the gorse-covered hills round about were not so inspiring.
The application form they sent questioned me about these skills, including abseiling. I looked up the dictionary to see what it meant. And it said it meant rappelling. Now, that was a big help. Anyway, I wrote about tramping and fishing and hunting with my dad in Golden Bay, 3 years of geology field trips, a stint on a blue water yacht, and coaching the hostel rugby team. I listed my teaching experience. I talked about the management I had been involved with within the department, looking after tutors and lab assistants, and also running the staff at the student hostel. But I really did emphasise that I was applying for this job mainly because of my psych and sociology training. And I got the job. A huge honour, somewhat terrifying.
The first reality was we both had to quit smoking. No smoking at all at Anakiwa. When we got there were a few more realities. A much smaller, older, very badly insulated house. Very severe winters in the shadow of the hills. Endless driving. And the complexities of socialising with people whom John had to supervise and sometimes reprimand.
And those sorts of realities kicked in more or less as soon as we arrived. I inherited two or three disgruntled instructors who objected to my appointment. They made life difficult for a while. The geography of the place, the huge complex of waterways and hills, I had to learn what was where and how to navigate through those. The nature of the course, 24 hours a day, 23 days for each course. Total commitment was required by all of the staff, and there were 12 such courses in the year. The morning routine, 6 o'clock, swim, PT, run, swim. And I can tell you that in July, when there's ice on the water of Queen Charlotte Sound, that swim is something else again. The stresses of having 70 or 80 people out on expeditions when the weather turns really nasty, and the challenge of persuading the youngster who decides they want to go home.
but the payoffs were amazing. There was a great farming community up in the valley, an excellent school at Linkwater, a paradise of sea and bush and farm for our children to grow up on, and to live by the tides and the weather.
We met hundreds of lovely, generous people throughout New Zealand who supported and ran the Outward Bound Trust. And we did form a great team at the school. And I'm still amazed at those instructors. They had an intuitive and instinctive application of psychology in the situations that they were dealing with. And this was not a skill that could be taught or learnt at a university. But the greatest reward of all, of course, was seeing those students as they responded to the challenges that we had set, their determination, their commitment, as they strove to complete the courses, fighting their own demons and fighting the elements. It was a marvellous experience.
When it came time to the end of the contract, after 5 years, John couldn't see himself returning to academia. And so he took all his university lecture notes, his research papers and his textbooks to the rubbish pit at Unakiwa, poured petrol over them and set them alight. And it's been downhill ever since. We found actually that risk-taking becomes quite intoxicating and addictive. If we had not been to that party, if I had not seen the ad, if we had not applied for that job,
we would not have moved to Nelson.
We would not have grown tomatoes commercially for 3 years.
I would not have become involved with iwi and Māori politics.
I would not have been a Nelson City councillor.
We would not have established Mitchell Research.
We would not have been investigating material for Waitangi Tribunal claims.
We would not have published a four-volume history of Māori.
But, John, if we had not done those things, he would be a grumpy retired professor or vice-chancellor on a very good pension.
And Hillary would be a grumpy retired secondary school teacher or principal and on a very good pension. But
here we are.